there is a beautiful little story about a long, tedious train journey made one Christmas day by some elderly residents of a nursing home who were on their way to a vacation spot. At one station, a young mother with a small child entered the train. The child smiled at all the grim faces around him and began moving from one lap to another, talking, shouting with joy, and chatting with everyone. Instantly, the grim and silent atmosphere in the train was changed to one of joy and happiness. Today, we remember with joy and gratitude how Mary and her divine son Jesus transformed a hopeless, joyless, and sinful world into a place of joy, peace, and happiness. Dear friends, today's feast of Mary, the Mother of God, is a very appropriate way to begin new year, reminding us to rely on the powerful intercession of our Heavenly Mother. The Church observes this day also as the World Day of Peace and invites us to pray, especially for lasting peace in the world throughout the new year. Today's first reading gives us the beautiful divine blessing from the book of Numbers for the new year. In the second reading, Paul reminds the Galatians and each one of us that God's Son has become one of us through Mary, and it was through Him that we have become the children of God. Today's gospel describes how the shepherds spread to all their neighbors the good news surrounding the birth of Jesus, which the angel had revealed to them. The gospel also tells us how Mary treasured all these things in her heart, and it reports that on the day of his circumcision, the child was given the name Jesus that had been chosen by God himself. The life messages that we are invited to learn are: let us strive to be pure and holy like our Heavenly Mother. All mothers want their children to inherit or acquire their good qualities. Hence, let us honor Mary, our Heavenly Mother, by practicing her virtues of faith, obedience, purity, and humble service. Let us make the new year meaningful by having every day some noble things to dream, something good to do, and someone to love, the first person being Jesus. Let us sanctify every day of the new year by offering all the activities of the day for God's glory every morning, thus transforming them into prayer, by asking for the anointing and strengthening of the Holy Spirit to do good to others and to avoid evil, by remaining faithful to our family prayer and Bible reading at night, by asking God's pardon and forgiveness of our sins committed during the day, and by seeking God's special protection during our sleep. And before we sleep, let us say, "Good night, Lord. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." There is a short story about a New Year's resolution. One New Year, when a son called his parents to wish them Happy New Year, his dad answered the phone. "Well, Dad, what is your New Year's resolution?" the son asked. The dad answered proudly, "To make your mom as happy as I can all year." Then mom got on and son asked, "What is your resolution, mom?" So mom replied, "To see that your dad keeps his New Year's resolution." Dear friends, the best New Year gift that we can give to others, to your friend, loyalty, to your enemy, forgiveness, to your boss, service, to a child, good example, to your parents, gratitude and devotion, to your mate, love and faithfulness, to all men and women, love, to God, your life. Let us pray that the Lord Jesus and His Mother Mary may enrich our lives during the new year with an abundance of God's blessing. Amen.